Hey, yo, we're back with Black on Black on Black, and this is Big D Fantastic.
I'm DJ Queen.
I'm honest. And this is our Christmas episode where we have our live audience. The audience has expanded. Audience, say something. Do a little shout out. Hey, let's go.
We have doubled our audience size.
Anyways, we're super excited. This is our last episode of the year, and so we're doing Christmas stuff. So we wanted to do a special segment because we know there's hella non-black people that listen to the show. And so we do this every once in a while. It's called Ask a Black Person. Now, for the sake of this show, which we're very excited about, we wanted to make it kind of like a little bit of a drinking game for these few questions that we have before we move on to the actual game. If someone, we're going to ask the question. And all these mics are up. Yep. All these mics are live. If someone wants to try and answer the question and me and Britt agree, that person can take a shot and or give a shot to someone else. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, first question that we have. You want to read it out?
Yeah. Okay. First question. Again, if you all want to answer, just raise your hand.
And if not, we'll move on and answer
and
it.
And we will judge it. So it's based off of our blackness.
It's just us. Because again, as a reminder, audience, black people are not a monolith.
Yeah, it's a spectrum.
We have a lot of agreements on things. Like, always wear a bonnet at night. But...
always wear a bonnet and not up for discussion.
That's just a PSA. Lotion is never up for discussion. There's some things that are never up for discussion.
No.
And seasoning. But everything else can obviously be up for debate.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the first question that we received.
So the first question, can I still wear a Black Lives Matter shirt? Should I? What venues is this appropriate?
Audience?
Jackie, would you come up to the mic. I had a feeling. I was like, Jackie's gonna jump on.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Oh, Jackie. Wait, you gotta answer in the mic.
Damn, went straight from the bottle. I was like, yep, let's do it. Yeah.
Everywhere, all the time, yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah, 100%.
I agree.
Jackie, go ahead and grab yourself a shot.
Black Lives Matter is not a trend. It's not a fashion. That is a public statement. That is a forever fact. Black lives always fucking matter. So, yeah, you can absolutely wear that shirt at any time, in any venue.
Anytime, any venue. And honestly, like, I would prefer to see it outside of, like, if you're not a black person and you wear it to a black event, whatever.
Yeah.
If you wore it to, like... you know, an event that is mostly white people, I'm gonna be like, all right, yes. I would prefer to see it there. I'm gonna like it either way, but it lets me know that it's less performative and more so like, I rock with the shit anyways.
Being the only white person at a Juneteenth event wearing a Black Lives Matter shirt is stupid. That's the audience that knows, baby. We know.
Honestly,
we will accept it, but we're also
speaking to my young black ladies out there, if you're listening to this, if you see a young white man with a flat cap hat wearing a Black Lives Matter shirt, had a snapback hat with cut off and he is in shorts and he is wearing a Black Lives Matter shirt at a Juneteenth event, do not approach that
man.
Don't fall for that. Do not talk to that man.
Do not make eye contact.
And especially if he asks, what's your sign? Stop. Move away from me. Immediately. He knows your language.
He knows your language.
Wait, bust your shit down and go on about his merry white way. So please. please don't talk to that man. sorry. Okay. Next question. Are there any items of clothing that you would consider black, quote unquote, and is it offensive or cultural appreciation if worn by a white person?
Does anyone have an answer? I think there's multiple answers.
There's multiple answers.
But feel free to shout it out.
I have one immediately.
I did too.
Okay. So I will.
Would you say? A dashiki? Yeah. Those fall in there. Dashiki and do-rags. Yeah.
The do-rag.
Okay. You disagree on the do-rag.
Okay. We have an audience member disagreeing on a do-rag.
Let's hear the do-rag.
I've never
seen a do-rag worn by a non-black person. I was like,
speak on it.
Here's the thing. I, at one point, briefly dated a nice Jewish man with very curly hair. Let me put it this way. The man had type 4 curls. And I would not consider cultural appropriation, if anything.
He needed it bad. You know...
Did he wear it out the house?
No. Mm. Never out the house. Only when sleeping.
So I feel, this is a good one because textured hair is like, and like most all people come from black people.
It's true.
So some of them are
just a little closer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay. I can agree with that.
How did he find himself wearing do-rags?
I told him.
Okay.
You're like, you got to do something.
And this is the avenue. Like, a black person is like, baby, your hair needs it. Like, yes. I know, don't wear it out the house. No. But, like,
honestly, more non-black people need black hair care advice. I will not be offering it, but they do need it.
Not for free.
No.
Yeah, not for free.
Silk, pillows, all of that.
Bonnets, oils.
You know what? And I'm gonna agree with that. So, yeah, Christina, if you would like to gift a shot or do one yourself, absolutely.
I do also agree with the dashiki, so if you would also like to, Rafa, gift a shot or take a shot, go for it.
No. Dashiki is definitely a no-go.
Yeah, dashiki is a no-go. Dashiki is a no-go.
The knitted Rasta hats.
No.
The knitted Rasta hats, I'm a little bit of no-buy.
Yeah.
I'm a pretty no-buy.
Only because
I've never met a white person wearing that hat that I wasn't immediately offended by. Either by what they're talking to me about or the odor. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what was happening. It was a matter of, like, I was offended in some sort of way. So, yeah.
How do you feel about grills?
So
I'm a little
where are they from?
I agree. Where are they from? Because, like, a Filipino from East Oakland, like, I'm just so.
Yeah. I think as a Southerner, where girls, like, really, like, took off, I'm always very, like, I'm going to hold on to it. It's mine. And, like, gatekeep it. But I don't think that's fair to Southern culture, because there's Paul Wall. And I would never tell Paul Wall
to not
wear a grill.
Absolutely not.
You know? It kind of reminds me, grills to me are one of those things where you can't necessarily explain it. But it's like, if you're going to put that shit in your face, you better respect my culture.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not asking you not to wear it. Like, you're going to obviously wear it, but, like, if you're wearing a grill, I better be able to be like, we understand similar policies, right? Like, if you're a conservative and you're wearing a grill, I want to steal that shit out of your face.
Like,
like, punch your teeth out.
Yeah.
You played Remick in...
Oh, my God. I mean...
We can never have one show without talking about this nigga.
No!
We can never have one show without talking about this white nigga.
Alone.
We can never not talk about this white nigga.
By the way, I saved that video, Christina.
Yes, I'm a fiend for Jack O'Connell. Leave him alone. He's Irish. I can't help it.
I can't.
Lions have been doing grills for thousands of years.
That is also true. Also, yeah.
Right. So it's obviously not just from Texas. So I have to, whatever. So, yeah. I mean, yeah, this, good job, y'all.
Any other clothing or any other
clothing
things
that we're like, no.
Don't wear kente cloth.
Well, yeah.
I think that goes with dashiki. Kente cloth.
Dashiki, kente cloth. Please, this is not the time.
I just think about when the Senate hit them.
Oh, my God. And they were kneeling?
Yeah, it was giving potato salad with raisins.
It
was giving potato salad with raisins.
Like, what is this? It offended me on a level that I wasn't sure I had anymore. Just horrible. This is a cute question. What's your favorite black family Christmas tradition? Anyone?
Mac and cheese.
It's a black thing. Like, I don't know anything else.
You know what?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Peach cobbler, is that it?
Do black people only make peach cobbler?
Black people own peach cobbler for sure.
No, I know. Yeah. I feel like
we own that shit for sure.
No one else makes it as much.
I don't know. Absolutely not.
That's a great answer, Keith.
Maybe southern white people, but that's black culture. That's black culture.
How do we get from point A?
Keith? Would you like a shot? Because that was a great answer. Peach cobbler. Peach cobbler is a great.
You can take a shot at your...
Okay, yeah.
No one's fucking with her.
You can also gift it, too. If you want to gift it to somebody, you can. Yeah.
Take it, take it, take it. Take a shot.
Peach Cobbler is great. I would say, honestly, I don't know any black family that doesn't play together on Christmas.
Yeah.
And that makes me happy.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we all have our own board games, video games.
Spades,
like,
dominoes.
Honestly, yeah, there's some sort of, whether you're actually playing the games themselves or you're just a bystander, like, it's always happening. And I love that. We love each other. We play together. You know, fights happen, but it's, yeah.
Fights happen. This is awesome.
So I do love that.
Oh, you know what other black family tradition I love? Hmm. The ceremony is everyone goes and smokes a blunt.
Yes.
Oh, the walk.
Yeah. The walk. The walk is legendary.
Yes. Yes.
Now, what are some of the worst performative white allyship experiences you've had? Should we talk about our friendship?
Oh my god! A tale as old as time.
Okay. So here's how our friendship even started. Mm-hmm. And this is, I would consider this a shitty white allyship.
Somehow it worked out.
Yeah. I was coming from Texas and my manager or boss was like, hey, because we worked in a shared office space. And he was like, hey, introduce me to people. Like, you're really going to love this girl, Brittany. I feel like you guys really get along. And I was like, oh, I'm so excited. I'm like, oh, that's awesome. I was like, I didn't know he knew me like that, but that's great. So I'm like going through whatever, and then he eventually is like, he calls over this black woman. He's like, oh, this is Brittany. And I was like,
we both made eye contact. Like,
and we were like, really, bro?
Because on my end, Brian also told me, and because I ran the membership, I got the name. So I got your name, and I was like, that's a black woman. And so I knew it was coming, but my name is a little bit more like,
yeah, I was like, I don't know who this person is.
Yeah, yeah, like, it's a very plain, like, resume friendly name.
Right.
So we made eye contact immediately. We were just like, this is bullshit.
I was like, okay. I was like, nah, nice to meet you. And I honestly was like, am I being friends with her or not be friends with her out of spite? Because this is racism.
Yeah.
And now we're best friends.
Yeah.
But he did not know us like that.
No, at all. It was absolutely purely because we were two black women. There's no other
two black women with alternative styles.
Yeah. He had never introduced me to anybody else on his team before. And not a single other person. And I knew everybody on his team. And he never introduced anyone else on his team. It was absolutely two black women.
Yeah. Okay, and the last one, because I want to make sure we get to our game show. How do you engage or interact with black Republicans? Any in your families you have to contend with? What are some strategies you've used? Is that the answer? That is correct. Do not answer. Do not contend with. Christina, you're gifting a shot to someone or you're taking a shot?
I will gift a shot.
Yes! I will take that shot because I have plenty of experience with this, which boggles my mind because, like, I am a black queer woman who grew up in the Bay Area. I have family members that were involved with the Black Panthers and did community work, and I have family members who are black Republicans and absolutely love Trump and are very, very xenophobic, and it is always walks a line, and it walks a line with my own queerness because they absolutely don't support it, for sure. And it's just me and my immediate family battling my mom's side of the family, who's like deeply religious. Like, they were part of Jim Jones's church, and so, like, you would think after that experience that they would be like, you know, a little bit more like liberal, radical, fuck religion, and actually they're like fanatic about it still. And so it would be different if it was like some distant cousin. It's my mom's sister, and they are close. And they're close. They're really, really close. And so it's walking, I have to walk a line for sure. And my mom, and I make my mom walk that line with me. And my family walks, and my immediate family walks that line with me, because they love me, you know, and they also don't just believe in that bullshit. And so it's like picking and choosing battles. There's like group chats in which my mom has had to have many back end conversations with my auntie. My auntie has had to come and apologize to me about some things, you know. Like, it is a month by month, sometimes occasion by occasion situation. The good thing is, though, they're black Republicans who don't really vote.
Right.
And so, because they're they're black Republicans that don't really vote. So once I found out they weren't voting, I was like, oh, I don't give a fuck. I was like, oh, y'all ain't voting? Y'all just talking? Shit. Fine, roll with it. If you want to be ignorant, that's your ignorance. I don't have to sit in that with you. My mom sits in it with them because that's her sister. And that's blood. That's not... She ain't gonna go nowhere, but she doesn't make me sit in it with you. Like, she will absolutely stand as like a wall in between that and bounce that shit off, you know, and like continue to talk to me about my experience because she loves me and she's invested and she's never gonna not have a relationship with me. So it's hard. It's hard. Black Republicans, that's a crazy thing to have. It's a crazy thing to be in the Bay Area, but they out here, they exist, and it is a struggle. So thank you for the shot. Yeah. I needed it because that's a reminder, the holidays are coming up, and here I go.
So funny, because on the opposite end, being from the South, we have no black Republicans in our family at all. And I honestly wonder, it may not necessarily be...
I have an idea, but the case, yeah, go ahead.
What I am curious about, mm-hmm. and it could possibly be the thing, is like,
yeah,
being in the South and have consistent, constant racism and like bad things happening to you because you're black, like, we don't... I'm not saying there's obviously black Republicans in Texas. They exist. Like, where? I don't know. But, like, they exist out there. Mm-hmm. But, like, most of us down there, like, we're fucking tired and we're pissed the fuck off.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even socially really acceptable to be a black Republican. Mm-hmm. In Texas, because who the fuck is going to want to deal with you? Mm-hmm. Like, you're helping dismantle, like, public education systems that my children are in. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm wondering if there's almost a quote-unquote place of privilege out in the Bay Area where you become so removed from, like, the actual impact of Republicanism, where you're like, oh, you know, like, maybe I should vote against trans kids existing, because they don't even, like, they're not even fully the full scope of, like, how Republicans are disseminating like black culture.
I definitely think that's part of it. Mm-hmm. You know, it is not to say that like black people in the Bay Area or black people on the West Coast don't experience racism, because maybe that's
no, for sure. That's absolutely. Not. Yes, that's absolutely. Not, that, yes.
And the third grade, I had a boy come up to me telling my skin's so dirty, I need to go take a bath. Like that. It absolutely is a thing. But I do think it's not as concentrated as in your face, as like blatant, without any sort of consequences. Because you know, this is the era of the Black Panthers.
Right.
White people don't play that shit because the Black Panthers existed, and it has protected a lot of us who don't have to do that. And that is the wish for all black people, right?
Right.
Is that the work that your ancestors did means that you get a more comfortable life and you don't have to fight like that.
Right.
But that's not the reality of this country, right?
Exactly.
This is a bubble. And so, like, I've heard my family, like, spit out, like, question Kamala Harris's blackness.
Right.
And I was like, that is such an anti-black thing. I can't even unpack that for you, black
meanwhile,
woman.
Meanwhile, in the South, you have people who are high yellow. And you're like, they're black.
Yeah, right.
And they are, like, black.
Yeah.
Like, extremely yellow.
It's a crazy...
And yellow in what terms for black people in the South specifically means someone who is extremely... Mm-hmm. Extremely light skinned, and like could also have a different texture of hair, but they are like they're definitely black, you know. And so, I mean, there's a weird element, and I think we talked about this because you make fun of me for being violent all the time. Like,
how many weapons do you have on your person today?
Two.
Okay, here we go. Continue,
but there is a constant underbelly of like violence and danger in the South that like has permeated in every aspect of the culture as a black person that is like particularly magnified.
Yeah.
Whether you're in black spaces or whether you're navigating white spaces. Like there are times you're like, you feel like you are in danger and you're in Houston, Texas. You're not in some backwoods like city. Mm-hmm. You're in a large city where you're like, I'm afraid for my life. You know, like how do I manage that?
Yeah.
And it is 2025.
Yeah.
So like, I think that that could possibly be an issue.
And that's a type of culture or type of instinct that I think my grandparents, to a certain degree, my parents, my dad had, for sure. My dad is a 6'5" black man.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up, he was always a target, right? Because of just size alone. He sticks out, you know? And so, like, my grandmother, who's from Mississippi, slept with a pistol underneath her pillow.
Of course.
And we were never to touch underneath her fucking pillow, you know? Like, most of my, especially the women in my family, my grandmas, they always carried a weapon on them, you know? So that was their culture. And I think as they came out here for the Great Migration and found prosperity, found a more safety, it was like it's been not needed, you know? And so some of that has resulted in this false sense of progressiveness.
Oh, yeah.
That, like, you know, oh, like, I've even heard my parents spit this out sometimes. I'm like, they feel like my nieces, who are black women, are not going to have to deal with racism. And I was like, that's crazy.
No, lies.
I was like, that's fucking crazy. With Trump being in there, like, oh, no, we were very wrong. I was like, yeah, that's crazy.
You're very wrong. And all, so it's funny because, like, I, you know, like, I'll have, like, I have a biracial child, and, you know, I'm going to have to be like, you better. You can't be out here lollygagging, bitch.
I need your blackness at full front.
But to be fair, she's half black and half Irish, like from Ireland. So,
Irish people are the black people of Ireland. It's like a double down. Like, it needs to be a double down.
Trust me, we beef mad hard now.
Yeah.
So
we be
fighting all constantly. But she has the, you know, the two wolves inside of her, you know,
yeah, black bro. And Irish. Yeah, 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 yeah.
She's like, I fought against authoritarianism. And I'm like, eat your fucking food. Or don't. You just starve. The potato famine, y'all know the live.
Not you re-inviting the potato famine into the house.
She don't want to eat. She ain't got to eat. Oh, my God. Okay, let's play some music.
Going to a musical break. Enjoy. 1, 2, 3, hey.
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the lane. Snow is glistening. A beautiful sight. We're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland.
Sing a holiday.
Gone away is the bluebird. Okay. Here to stay is a new bird.
Okay.
He sings a love song while we stroll along. Walking in the winter wonderland.
Yeah, like this.
In the meadow we can build a snowman. And pretend that he is parson brown. No man, but you could do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we made.
Walking in the winter wonderland.
Yeah, there you go. All right, kiddo, we got this last part coming up later. A little more challenging, but I think you got it. Ready?
In the meadow, we can build a snowman. We'll pretend that he is Parson Brown.
He'll say,
are you ready? We'll say, no, man. But you could do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire. By the fire to face unafraid the plans that we made. Walking in the winter wonderland. Walking in the winter wonderland. Walking in the winter wonderland.
Sleigh bells in the snow.
Back with Black on Black on Black. This is D Fantastic
and DJ Queen. Look at that. Wasn't that nice? Smooth.
Shut the fuck
smooth.
Up.
Smooth as this big dick.
You know what's funny about that? I feel like if I was a dude,
I know.
I don't think I would have a big wiener.
You wait, what?
No.
I think it'd be average. You know, I think it'd be average and I'd be okay with that. You know?
Is it just like an internal vibe that you
It's just I feel like I say that and I feel like if I had the actual like big penis energy, like I don't think I'd be talking about it so much. So I feel like as a dude I just, you know, like yeah, I would be average. Now with that shit slang, absolutely. I'd be making women crazy.
Okay.
But that's a good point. It wouldn't be 8 inches.
Yeah.
9 inches. I don't need that.
No, and actually that's not desirable.
Yeah.
You know, like that is a for some size queens,
you know, absolutely. Size queens, go for it.
Size queens,
love that.
Get it.
Love that
get
for
it.
Them.
Get
for the rest of us, let's just keep it regular, please.
Regular daggular.
I'm tired. I'm so tired. Please don't make me exhausted. I mean, I just feel like a 10-incher, I'm just like, okay, I'm going to bed.
10-incher, bro.
You handle that with both your hands, sir.
No, you got that.
No. Okay, so
We have a musical game segment, which I'm very excited about. Yes. Will you hand me the music?
Yes.
Thank you so much. So, y'all, we have a prize, and this is all focused about our black music. And so, what we're having our do, we're having ourselves do, is we are going to play black music for our audience, and they have to guess either the artist or the song name or both within 30 seconds, and if they get it right, they will get points, and I'm very excited about. And so, and who has the most points wins the prize.
I would test it first to make sure that they can actually hear it.
Well, we have to turn off our mics.
Yeah, you want to cut the mics then?
Whenever we play the, yeah. So, hold on. If anyone, does anyone have any questions about the game or how that, or how it'll work?
That makes sense.
Like a song where, like, raise our hand.
Yeah, raise your hand. Whoever raised their hands first, which you're going to have to figure out because I have to look at this. Yeah.
I'll be on that. Raise your hand. Don't shout. It's a raise your hand kind of situation.
It's a raise your hand situation.
We're only playing the first 30 seconds of the song.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
If you get a long intro song like my people like to do, you better figure it out.
And there's more black people than not here, which is just reparations.
Yeah,
so.
Bro.
good luck. Okay, you ready?
Yeah. I'm going to cut it.
Yeah. Perfect. Okay.
Hold on.
That was 3 points. 3 points.
All right. Ready? All right. You want me to cut it again?
Yes. We have 3 points for Christina.
3 points for the Christina. The song was
All I Want for Christmas Is You. By I mean, it definitely takes.
It don't get no easier than that. So good luck, everyone. Good luck, everyone. And if all of y'all are wondering why we put Mariah Carey on there, Mariah Carey's black.
Yeah.
So every once in a while, it comes up from people. Like, they're like, Mariah Carey's not.
She's
Mariah.
Tina Jones and everybody else. I'm like, can we?
She's black. Black people come in all shades.
She's a great example of high yellow.
Yeah. Yeah, great example.
Yeah,
probably would have been considered passing back in the day. Yeah, maybe. We'll see. I mean, not we'll see. All right.
It's Little Drummer Boy, I think Jackson 5.
Yeah!
Yes. Good job. 6 points for Christina.
Christina killing y'all out here.
Christina is killing it right now.
Killing y'all out here.
Okay, next song. So that was, so Andy got that one. My Favorite Things by Mary J. Blige. Andy got 1 point for the. Yeah.
So if you have a full answer, say the full answer, because even if you get just the song right, you get a point still.
Yeah. You get one point. 1 point for just the song, 1 point for just the artist, but 3 points for both. Yeah.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Easy round.
Together.
Yes! Rafa! Rafa got that one.
I mean, I, I would I got the artist, I would not have gotten that name.
Yeah, really? So that was James Brown, Santa Claus, Go Straight to the Ghetto. All right, here we go. What is that?
That's What Christmas Means to Me by Stevie Wonder.
Yes.
God damn.
All right.
Killing it out here.
Killing it in the game.
Okay, ready?
There's Luther Vandross, and it is every year, every Christmas.
We should try to let someone guess it. Were you?
I'm gonna guess Luther Vandross. I don't know.
That's fair. It's medium. Medium.
Yes, Christina.
Let it snow.
Yeah, that was Let It Snow, a Voice to Men. Okay. And
pause the music. What did you say, Jackie?
Here comes Santa Claus.
Close. Yeah. Keep playing.
Okay, hold on.
Jackson 5, right?
Yes.
Do you know the name of the song?
Is that Jingle Bells?
Nigga.
No.
I'm sorry. It is
It's
Jackson 5, Up on the Housetop.
Up on the Housetop.
Because sometimes when you just say the title, they're like, no, that's not the real title of the song. And I'm like,
No, I know. I mean, I honestly, because I listened to that album so many times as a kid, I don't even know if I would have known the exact name. I'd have been like, oh, like, here comes, yeah, I, yeah.
So, Jackson 5
yeah.
Christmas album. I know that every day.
Oh, that's the most important
every
part.
Name.
You know Dasher for Dancer, Prancer and Vixen, Comedy.
DMX,
yeah.
Anybody want to guess the song?
I don't know.
But
yeah.
Okay. All
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
One point here.
Yeah. Okay.
Christmas was made for the children. Destiny's Child.
Christmas, Destiny's Child?
Oh, so close.
Yes, eight days of Christmas.
But honestly, that's good.
Honestly, I'm shook.
I'm shook.
Christina, that's, yeah. I feel like that's 3 points.
Let's give two.
Okay, yeah.
Give the two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, whoever gets this, I feel like they should get like 5 points.
Oh, the last one. Okay,
this last one will be worth five points.
This is one of my favorites ever, and she said I had old nigga ears for liking this song. I feel hurt, but also she's not wrong.
Okay. Yeah, what's the name of the song?
What's the Christmas tree?
No. No, that's right. It's just in German.
Oh, is that what that shit is?
Oh, Tannenbaum.
Holy fucking shit.
Yeah. Good job, Rama.
That's some old nigga shit.
That was Nat King Cole's "O Tannenbaum." Yeah. That's perfect. Okay, so adding up all the points.
We kind of know, but like, go ahead.
we've got Christina 14 points. Congratulations! You got a winning prize. You can take your eggnog home. Congratulations! Yay! Yay, black people!
Yeah. I'd like to thank my parents for making me make the playlist every single year and for playing the Soulful Christmas Part 1 and 2 CDs since 1998.
Yeah! Love that.
I had no expectation of winning.
So we have a couple more minutes before we...
Should we go back and visit some of the easy round ones that we skipped? Just for funsies?
Oh, yeah, just for fun.
We had multiple levels of easy rounds because we were going to do it tournament style and have you all go head-to-head.
Yeah.
But, like, there's two more easy rounds. I'm curious if y'all can get the other ones.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? We can do the gift a shot thing because if they guess it...
Oh, yeah, they can gift a shot to somebody.
Or take it.
We're constantly trying to get people drunk at our live shows. That's our goal.
It's not because I have a problem. It's because I want you to have a problem with me.
Yeah! Because we're in this together!
Okay, you ready? Uh-huh.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Santa Baby
Eartha Kitt. And who are who are you gifting your shot to?
Well, would anyone like to take the shot first?
Well, I don't think it matters. Thank you. I will gladly.
Thank you, Christina.
And yeah, I love that song. Also, can we just, like, I'm straight as all get out, but you know, Eartha Kitt was like such a pretty woman.
Yeah. She was incredibly fire.
She's like such a pretty woman. It's such a cool woman.
Yeah.
You know? I want to grow up and be her, although I am old and tired.
She was very tired of like all the bullshit.
Absolutely. Okay, ready? And then it was a night before Christmas. I honestly, in my mind, oh, that's my favorite part. Me and my siblings are together. Oh yeah, here, let's
play it.
Yeah.
In my mind.
Look at the DMGs.
Is it not here for Santa Claus?
No. Merry Christmas, baby. Yep, by Otis Redding. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Well, do you want to do this last one and then we close out?
Yeah.
All right, yeah. We'll do this last one and then...
three more and then we close out for their time.
Yeah.
You know, there's Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, and Vixen. Comedy, Cuban, and Donner, and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Hey, Rudolph.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer by the Jackson 5.
Oh. Everyone was waiting for that lead singer to kick in. I was like, right now. Everyone was like,
sorry, Christmas Eve.
No,
Santa came to say,
Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then all the reindeers loved him.
So, this was our last episode of Black on Black on Black for 2025. It has been a long fucking year, man.
Oh, my God.
Because I literally think about earlier this year, the Super Bowl with the park that got destroyed. That was this year.
Oh, my God. That was this year.
Yes.
So Dee and I were at a...
I was there.
Mike, Kendrick Lamar performed at the Super Bowl this year.
Yes, that was the same year.
We were at a local bar, Napper Tanny's, which you should absolutely go to. They have great Guinness, too. Yeah. Check it out. It's in
Amazing.
The Mission.
Yeah.
And we were all just, like, waiting for the game to start. And a huge crash. Like, it felt like an earthquake.
We were there.
Yeah. We were totally there.
Yeah.
Shay pulled up on site and was like crying because she thought we were under.
In the parklet.
We were thinking about sitting outside in that parklet.
I've never sat in a parklet since.
I just like drove by and took pictures.
Yeah, we were inside.
We were absolutely there. So we almost sat in that parklet.
We were inside this bar, watching the Super Bowl, drinking, having a merry good time, and all we hear is like, and then boom. I mean, like, the whole, like, building.
Yeah.
And then, like, we hear people screaming, oh, my God, Christina. We're like, what the fuck? We go outside.
It's crazy.
And then the car has smashed into a parklet, and it's destroyed. And I mean, like, thankfully, no one was in it. But, like, there was a server that got hurt. Yeah. And apparently...
There's people walking by who also
Got hurt. Like, it was a whole thing. But, yeah, that was this year.
Yeah, that was, like, 20 minutes before we were literally standing on that corner thinking about sitting in that parklet. Like, we had a back-and-forth conversation about, oh, maybe we should sit in the parklet. It's kind of nice. And we're like, oh, maybe.
And I was like, you can't see the fucking TV.
We would have been able to see that TV. It was crazy.
So I've never sat in a parklet since.
Yeah, I've been kind of done.
I don't need to be outside.
Performance?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
No. We enjoyed that. We enjoyed that immensely. But yeah, that was all this year.
My God.
Yeah.
What a year.
Right?
What a fucking year.
Ayahuasca ceremony was this year.
Ayahuasca ceremony. Trump presidency started. Man, it feels like it's been like five years.
This has been a long year.
Yeah, it's been a long ass year.
But before we close out, we wanted to give a shout out to our audience. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
We really appreciate it. This is Black on Black on Black. We're here every Monday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. We are not going to be here up until probably the mid of January, so we're going to, like, play our reruns and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This has been a good year for us. Thank you for listening to us. And, yeah, we're going to play all out with some of our favorite Black Christmas jams. And everyone just have a great holiday. Have fun with your families. Avoid the bigots. They don't need any of your attention. And just enjoy what you can and the people that you're with, you know. Your family is the most important, whether it's chosen or not.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Thank you. All right. And here we go. Let's play out Joy to the World with Nat King Cole.
Have a good year. Bye.
Have a good year. Happy holidays.
Oh, you're playing this. Oh, you're playing this.
joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing.
Joy to the world, the Savior reigns, with manner, songs and prayer.
While field and floods, rocks, hills and plains repeat the sounding joy. Repeat the sounding joy. Repeat, repeat the sounding joy. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders and wonders of.
A merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Faithful friends that are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together. The faith.